So, that's one cherry pie for you, sir, and one banana cream pie for you, ma'am. Enjoy.
You too enjoy those pies. Best in the county.
I'm sure we will. Thank you.
Sabrina, this cherry pie is damn fine.
Everyone get on the floor.
Oh, my.
Purses, wallets, all your jewelry, now.
Someone call the sheriff.
That's it. Hey, you too. What are you doing? Get on the floor.
Who, us?
I don't think so.
I'll shoot you.
Come here and say that.
I said get on the floor.
Wow. That's some punch you got there, sir. You knocked him clean out.
Oh, he's punched out bigger villains than this lowlife.
I just didn't want my pie to get cold. Hey, Sabrina, you all right?
Just, you know, Amy.
She invited you.
I haven't seen her since Christmas.
Yeah, but she wants you there.
Cyrus, I killed her brother.
Yeah, because of the werewolf curse. It wasn't your fault.
I miss her. I hope she didn't invite us just to be polite, especially with our news.
It'll be fine. Just like this pie.
You think everything's going to be fine. That's why I love you.
She'll probably be more surprised by who we've got locked up in the trunk.
That's true.
Anyway, eat up. We still have a hell of a drive before we get to the motel.
And then on to Collinsport.
The wedding at Collinwood draws ever nearer, and an atmosphere of celebration is in the air. But even as old friends return to Collinsport for the happy occasion, unhappier unions have begun to form, some with blood ties, and some of a much darker nature.
Why are we here?
Widow's Hell. So many have died here. It feeds me. Does it not feed you?
Not particularly.
With your bloodline, that surprises me. But no matter. You slept well.
I guess. Look, what do you mean my bloodline?
It was a statement, not a question. I'm in your head.
Please, will you just tell me what your plan is?
Of course. But just how far are you willing to go?
Dark Shadows, Bloodline, Episode 4 by Aaron Lamont. The part of Burke Devlin will be played by Adam Hall.
Hey, ready to get out of here?
The sooner the better.
I've been going out of my mind.
Ta-da!
Lilacs? Oh, they're beautiful. Wait, what have you done?
Done?
You only give me flowers when you've done something wrong.
No, actually, I have got a surprise for you.
What is it?
We're not going back to Collinwood. I booked a suite for you and the girls at the Greenfield Inn.
What? Why?
Because you deserve a day of pampering, and then tonight you can drink and eat and everything is paid for.
Oh, David. There was one thing. You're sure it's such a bright idea to take Harry with you tonight?
It's a chance for him to bond with the family. I might even slip him an underage beer.
Oh, don't let Jessica Griffin see that. And you say girls? It's pretty much just me and Rhonda Tate.
Rhonda's fine.
She's not exactly fun.
Amy? David?
Rhonda! Hi!
Just looking for Rick. Is he around?
I think he's in his office.
Thanks. I'll see you later. Looking forward to it.
Me too. Can't wait. Yay!
Come in.
What is it, Rick? I need to go and look for Jackie. I don't think she came home last night.
I'm sure she's okay, Rhonda. It's happened. They know.
What?
Bridget Sands called me into her office. She knows Blood's gone missing and she's about to launch an investigation. We can't help them anymore, Rhonda. It's over.
Morning, Mom.
Morning, sweetheart. Oh, has he been here all night?
Dunno. They were in the booth when I came down.
I'll go over, see if they want anything. Good morning, you two.
Hello. Hello.
Everything all right? Can I get you anything? Pancakes?
I think we're fine, thank you, Jessica.
Well, call me if you change your mind.
We will. I still can't believe it. My boy, all grown up.
Yeah, just about.
I've so much to thank Amy for.
Stick around long enough, you could be a bridesmaid.
Oh, I'm far too old for that. I hope she'll be happy.
How do you mean?
That family, the Collins family, they've... Well, you know, all that bad stuff.
Amy's a match for all of that, trust me.
I hope so. She's such a wonderful woman. I'd hate to see anything happen to her. I mean, someone pushed her down those stairs, and from what I hear, David's got a bit of a temper.
It was a loose floorboard. You don't think David pushed her?
No. No, of course not. Anyway, like you say, she'll be fine.
Oh, Sheriff Tate, good morning.
Do you mind if I come in?
I'm afraid that's not convenient at the moment. Was there something you wanted?
It's about the blood. We can't provide you with any more. They've noticed it's gone missing.
But what about Barnabas? He needs that blood.
What about Richard and his career? He's already done so much for you. I thought you were finding a cure for Barnabas's condition.
I'm trying.
Well, perhaps you'll have to try harder. He may have saved Collinsport before, but if I hear of one person, just one, being attacked, I'll stake Barnabas myself.
Understood. Oh, are you going up to Collinwood?
What? Oh, yeah. I'm hoping Jackie stayed over with Harry. She never came home last night. I'll speak to you later.
You know, when it's sunny, it's really rather lovely here.
Yeah, it's not sunny very often.
Oh, cheer up, Harry. We found each other.
Let's just take it slowly, yeah?
Of course. There's so much I need to catch up on. I mean, do you have a girlfriend?
No.
Handsome man like you? You get that from me, not your dad.
You're not exactly modest, are you?
Modesty's so boring. How can you not have a girlfriend?
I did have someone. But we broke up.
Someone?
Yeah.
Okay. And you and he were happy?
Yeah.
Suppose my first job will be finding you a new someone then.
No, Mum, you really don't need to.
We'll see. So, are you going to David's stag do later?
Bachelor party, apparently. And yeah.
Excellent. I might have a little favour to ask. Oh,
Where am I?
You're in the old house. Do you remember what happened?
Oh my God, I fainted. That is so damsel in distress.
You had a bit of a shock, so don't blame yourself. I should never have left you alone with him.
Did anything happen?
No, you're fine, trust me. It was hardly dignified. I threw the blood bags at him and he dropped you.
Wow.
He's mortified, of course.
I mean, I know what he is. I just...
You call him Barney. Harry called him Uncle Barnabas. He wants to be all those things. He wants a family. He wants to live here and see the sunlight again. But he's cursed. He's a vampire. We must never forget that, Jackie.
I guess. Wow.
Your mother's out looking for you. You've been asleep for quite a few hours.
You didn't tell her what happened, did you?
No. The conversation was difficult enough as it was.
Good. Because she'd only try and stop me from coming back.
No, I haven't seen Jackie. Sorry, Rhonda.
I'm probably worrying about nothing. I'll give her till lunchtime, then I'm sending out the troops.
I'm sure she's fine. She's a clever girl.
True. And hey, it might get me out of going to Amy's bachelorette party.
What do you mean?
Between you and me? I just find her to be a bit screechy. This is Sheriff Tate. Come in.
Sheriff, it's Brian. Your daughter's at the station.
Thank God. Tell him to lock her up in a damn cell. I'm on my way. Good luck tonight, Jess.
Morning, ladies. Oh, bye, Sheriff. Jessica, about tonight.
What about it?
You've got David and the boys coming. The place is going to be packed. So I was wondering, do you want some help?
Behind the bar?
I'm at a loose end, and I've got years of experience, and, well, Harry will be here. It'd be nice to just see him.
Fine. But you pay for the breakages.
Of course. Great. I'll see you tonight. It's going to be fun.
Everyone, a warm welcome for the condemned man.
And here they are.
This is going to be so embarrassing.
Hey, I'm not that old.
Put on something happy, dammit.
Already acting like he owns the place.
He does own the place. Now, smile. Oh my God. Oh.
Hello, boys.
Whoa.
Good Lord.
Mom, she'll put someone's eye out.
You're all right, Jessica. Hope I look the part. Right, boys, who wants a drink?
Thanks again for coming, Rhonda.
I wouldn't have missed it for the world. Are we expecting anyone else?
Everyone's busy. It was very short notice. So, would you like some wine?
We've never been particularly close, Amy. Are you sure you wouldn't rather I left?
Oh, Rhonda. Only you could be so honest. Never mind the wine. We're opening the vodka!
Oh, I finally found the time to talk to me then.
Mother, what are you wearing?
Never mind that. You brought your camera, didn't you?
Yeah. It was a present from Cody. Why do you want it?
Just give it to me. Oh, hi, David!
Hello, Vivian. A vodka tonic and a large scotch. On the rocks. One for yourself. Best not to get another one for young Harry, though.
Vodka?
Get off me.
I'm sure Jessica won't mind him having a beer.
I heard that. Or rather, I didn't. Oh, Yes, Quentin?
Mind if I join you?
Not at all, Mr. Collins. Not at all.
This one.
Come on, Rhonda. Let's dance.
Oh, no, no, no. I don't dance. Sheriffs do not dance.
Oh, you must have danced before when you were married.
Oh, that was ages ago. So, what's your favorite thing about the millionaire, Dave Collins?
Hey! It's his hands. Oh. No, no. Mm. His hair. No, I know.
Oh.
He does this little pouty thing when he says, I love you, like a little fish.
Oh.
I love you, Amy Jones.
I think I'm going to be sick. Oh.
Shut up. It's cute.
You know, Peter used to, when he wanted... You know.
Oh, a little cops and robbers. But shh.
Never mind, Peter.
Shh. I want to know about you and Richard. Are you in here?
We're just friends, despite what Jessica Griffin tells everybody.
Oh my God, she is the worst for gossip. Like there's no skeletons in her closet. I bet there are stories there.
Amy, you know what I want? I want to go to Collinswood. I want you to show me around that ridiculous house, the secret passages, the everything.
Oh, wait. There's brandy there. Roger has this fancy brandy delivered from somewhere in Brazil.
Ooh.
And even though he's not here, we've never canceled the order. He's still paying for it. Right. Hold on, hold on. Good evening. Is that Harry Jones? I'd like to order a taxi cab, please. Amy Jennings, soon to be Collins. Greenfield Inn to Collinwood. You are most kind. Good day.
You are so drunk. Wait, how did he get here so quickly?
Hello, Amy Jennings. Long time no see.
Maggie!
Hold still.
So, explain. Why are you taking a blood sample?
All done. Comparative purposes.
Comparison with what? How does my blood connect to body swapping?
Good question. It doesn't. I'm trying to develop a synthetic form of blood.
To tie Barnabas over until you can reverse his condition.
Exactly.
Ugh, you're crazy about him, aren't you?
No, Jackie. But I'm thankful to call him my friend.
Devoted, then.
My only devotion is to science. And that man is a walking scientific miracle.
Good evening, Julia. Miss Tate.
David looks like he's having fun.
He drinks like his father. Another one, Jessica?
Ooh, such a hypocrite. And yes, I will.
We're a little bit alike, you and I. Always watching from the sidelines.
Oh, I've never seen you as a sidelines guy.
I'm a man out of time, Jessica. Everything changes and I stay the same.
Here's your drink, and you can stop that moping right now.
Have you no respect for the Collins name?
You'll just do as you're told, Mr. Collins.
I've only
just gotten here and we're leaving?
You'll do as you're told, Maggie. This is my bridal shower. And we want Brandy.
Brandy, yes.
Is Joe with you?
No, he couldn't make it. But I did have a chauffeur.
Ooh, chauffeur.
He's gone straight to the Blue Whale to see David. It seems I have a lot of catching up to do. Okay, Maggie Haskell takes charge. You two drink some water. I'll go wait outside for the taxi.
What are you talking water?
Try to sober up a little bit.
Yes, ma'am. Best governess I ever had, that one.
What about, you know, you wiped Maggie's memory of the supernatural. Should we be taking her to Collinwood's?
Rhonda, 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 she'll be fine. Everything is fine at Collinwood.
I wonder what it's like up there.
Collinwood? My brother knew a guy who worked there, Brett Hawker. Said it was the weirdest place he'd ever seen. Hey, you want to go and see the spooky house then?
You mean break in?
We could.
No. No, I do not.
I'm going to Collinwood. Collinwood. I'm going to Collinwood. Collinwood. I'm going to Collinwood. I'm going to Collinwood.
Oh, yeah. Let's not go to Collinwood.
But I don't understand. Why aren't you being all... Rah!
Force of will. I'm so hungry, but... Jackie, again, I must apologize for what I did.
It's part of who you are. I get it.
Barnabas, Richard can't supply us with any more blood. We need to find a solution and fast.
How much would you need?
No.
What?
No, Jackie, we are not giving him your blood. Barnabas, I'm going to continue the experiments here with Jackie. I want you to go to the hospital and talk to Richard.
But what if I can't control...
Barnabas! I have faith in you.
So do I.
Thank you, both of you. I shall return later.
I mean, he could just take the blood, couldn't he?
Yes. Yes, he could.
Oh, Ed, stop staring.
What?
Vivian Bell isn't interested in the likes of you.
Thanks, Mom. Who's that?
If I was sure of one thing about Collinsport, it's that I'd always get a welcome like this at the Blue Whale.
Burke? Burke Devlin!
Young Davy Collins. Too old for a hug, I guess. And now you're getting married.
Maggie told us, but look at you.
Come here. Welcome me back to the beginning and the end of the world.
Hey, mister. Now that you've made your grand entrance, can you close the damn door?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't think we've been introduced.
This is Burke Devlin, Collinsport's biggest old rogue.
And you are?
Quentin Collins. Collinsport's biggest old rogue.
So, the wedding's taking place at night. Well, that's different.
We wanted Barn... I mean, we thought it would be romantic with candles and everything. How's Portland, Maggie?
Well, I've enrolled at a college there. I'm studying nursing.
Come on, let's go through. There's brandy to be drunk.
It's just like waitressing, you know, but with more coffee and blood and a distinct lack of sleep. Oh, this place brings back memories.
Hey, you.
Oh, hey, Viv.
What are you doing out here?
I just needed some air.
Penny for them.
You'd need more than that.
Man walks in that I haven't seen in years because he was supposed to have died in a plane crash. What's that worth?
Do you accept American Express? It's getting cold out here.
Well, I left my jacket inside if you want it.
Careful. Don't want you falling into the marina. And I think I've a better idea of how to keep warm.
Well, don't tell Joe, promise?
We promise.
Quentin.
What?
He was just a crush. I don't know. He's tall, very good looking, but... Anyway, what about you and Richard, Rhonda?
Oh, for the last time. There is nothing going on between me and Rick. Richard. Sure.
What was that?
I'll go check. Stay here.
What are you doing?
I'm kissing you, David. I'm sure I'm not the first.
But I...
David, we spent most of yesterday talking. I thought we were friends. Now smile for the camera.
Friends don't kiss. Not like this.
Relax. I'm not going to bite you.
I'm getting married.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
Ed.
Get your hands off her. You Collins men are all the same.
But I wasn't doing that.
Who's there? Show yourself. I'm armed. Put your hands up!
Rhonda,
it's us!
I told you to stay inside.
Over there. Shine your flashlight over there.
It's Cody! Oh, God. Is that blood?
You think because you own the town you can treat everyone like dirt?
Stop it! Get off him!
What's going on out here?
You can stop that right now.
Get off me! I'll take you all on.
David? Quentin, he's really hurt. We need to get him to the hospital.
Dr. Hill, you have to listen to me.
I understand what you're saying, Barnabas, but I can't risk losing my job. I have a son to support.
A son who could be in danger if I... Richard. It's hurting me so much. Did you know Dr. Woodard, Dave Woodard?
Vaguely, that he was a friend of Julia's.
I killed him. I killed him to protect my secret, and I don't want to be that man.
Are you threatening me?
No! I'm begging you!
Vital signs are stable.
Can't this thing go any faster? Oh, Cody!
Ma'am, please, stay seated. We're nearly there.
What happened? Why was he at Collinwood?
And why was he trying to break in through a second floor window?
What? Rhonda? What happened?
Here at the hospital.
You took quite the beating, baby boy.
Mom, why did you want my camera?
Just keep quiet.
Looks like we're not the only ones to... Maggie?
Oh, Quentin, it's so good to see you. There's been a terrible accident.
Cody!
Please, stay back, sir.
Harry, it's okay. He's talking. They're just taking him inside. David?
I'm fine.
Quentin, let me... I'll take him in. Oh, David. What happened?
Mom, where's she gone?
Harry, it's probably better if you stay out here. Quentin and... Sorry, I don't know you.
Burke Devlin. At your service, ma'am.
Burke Devlin, right. You three stay here with Harry. I'll keep you posted.
Mom! Where are you? Do you think
Harry, it's okay. They know what they're doing. Cody's gonna be fine.
Maybe we should go back to Collinwood.
Agreed. They'll call us if there's any news.
Was David in a fight?
Not exactly.
Wait, do you smell that? What is that?
It's smoke.
Oh my God, look!
The hospital. It's on fire.
Mom, where are you? Do you think she might...
What happened? Quentin!
Explosion! A hospital! Oh God, my family's in there!
You've been listening to Dark Shadows Bloodline, Episode 4 by Aaron Lamont. It starred Sidney Aldridge, Adam Hall, Lisa Richards, Christopher Pennock, Jake Wardle, David Selby, Wallace Hamon, Daniel Collar, Alec Newman, Stephanie Ellen, Lachelle Carl, Jameson Selby, Marie Wallace, Georgina Strawson, Scott Haran, Julie Newmar, Alexandra Donahue, Nico Diodoro, Catherine Lee Scott, Andrew Collins, Sarah Pittard, Roy Gill, Abby Harris, and Kelly Burke. The script editor was Joseph Litzer. The sound design and music were by David Darlington. Producers, David Darlington and Joseph Litzer. Directors, Ursula Burton, David Darlington, and Joseph Litzer. And executive producers, Nicholas Briggs, Jason Haig-Ellery, and Jim Pearson. Dark Shadows is a Big Finish production.